As the sun rises, it marks the beginning of a new day. The planets rotate with magnificent speeds through space. Our lives and thoughts are just specks of dust in this vast universe. Existence created with a mere thought, traveling at the speed of light. Surrounded by frequency, we are humanity. What does this journey hold for you? How can you prepare for this great task of mortal existence? Where can I find information to follow my heart and purpose? These are the questions that I have asked myself. What are the mysteries that have yet to unfold? Join me in the search for meaning and inspiration. Tune into the universe around you for the most profound intelligence. I am Joshua Roberts, and your journey has led you here to this podcast. I am grateful to offer wisdom, guidance, and information to help you along the way. Together, we will discover books, health, outdoor adventure, spirituality, and mysticism. We will also meet others on this journey and learn from their experience. Let's raise the vibration of this planet. Welcome to the podcast. Hi, glad you could make it today. It's a lightened outdoor experience, and I am super excited to share some information with you and make another podcast. So this is the Enlightened Outdoor Experience, and so I want to just bring today some outdoor experience. I spent some time up in the hills the last couple of weeks. I'm doing some hiking, went on two really nice hikes, journeyed through, probably did about 20 plus miles, cruising around in the foothills of Lone Peak Wilderness area, found a couple antlers, tracked a lot of animals, a couple coyotes, a couple of elk, some moose, like about 500 deer. But I had a great time doing that. It's just fun to get outside and sneak around in the woods and see what you can see and see what I can sneak up on. And it's just something that I really enjoy. On the more extreme side of things, my partner and our good buddy Landon, who has just moved. He was getting ready to move to Smith Rock up in Oregon, to that area up there. And so we went on a shebang climb to, get him up in the mountains before he took off. And so he basically took us, but we went to Little Cottonwood Canyon Big Cottonwood Canyon, and climbed a climb called the Thumb. It's actually about an 11 pitch trad climb, traditional climb, and the original route was a little bit bogged out with a waterfall. So we kind of took some side routes and made it up there, and we only pulled off about 5 or 6 pitches, but I had a great time. That was some firsts for me to show up and do a multi-pitch traditional, so I had a lot of fun. It was scary. One thing I really appreciate, though, is that, never being up on a multi-pitch. I've done a lot of single-pitch climbing, or just, I think 2 pitches is the most I've ever done, but getting up, 4 or 5 pitches up on the mountain and just being way, way up there. It's interesting, as the years have passed, with my meditation practice and my mindset, different things like this, it didn't faze me at all to be on top of the mountain or to be up on the mountain, like clipped into the side of a cliff and just hanging out. It was really cool, because I was just present the whole time and, breathing and being conscious of the land and the hill below me, the hill above me, the road down below, and just being present with the space and being, having just a great time on the hill and just focusing on the task at hand instead of worrying about what was to come or what was behind. And so it was really cool to just have that rock warrior way aspect and really just have fun being where I was and not really worried about anything, just climbing up and doing the best I could. And I shuffled up there pretty good. My technique isn't on point, but, I had a blast, and it was a lot of fun. And we climbed up a bunch of pitches, and then we wrapped down like a three rappel thing to get, and then a hike off at the bottom and a little hand line. But, it was awesome. It was a good time. We had fun. We had good weather. That was on Earth Day, by the way. And so celebrated Earth Day by pounding the mountain, and something I just really enjoy doing. So, yeah, I've been going outside, having some good weather. We have the Ecstatic Dance going on here in Salt Lake City, which is really fun and really off the hook. I've met some great people. I spoke a lot about that in the Find My Tribe podcast, the last one I did. And, you know, it's been going great. We had a chance to do some yoga trance dance there. I threw down some tunes with my MIDI controller. My partner ran the dance yoga part of that. And, you know, we were a little, it's only our second time putting that production on. And so we're really, it was really short notice, but we did our best and we had fun and we think it went okay. And we can definitely improve, but we can always improve. So it was fun. I'm glad we did that. And I've met some really sweet DJs and listened to some great music. And, of course, I've danced my brains out. But I just wanted to check in and, you know, share some adventure. I mean, it's just beautiful up there. I'll post some pictures on the website. So if you pull up the podcast on the website, you'll be able to catch some of those pictures and check that climb out, which is really cool. And, you know, I found out something really cool, too, that I want to share about our dimensional beings. I've been listening to a podcast that I just really appreciate. There's just a ton of great information on there. Really thorough, really scientific approach to metaphysics and quantum physics. And her name's Dr. Mary Jo Puglio. I may have talked to her before, but it's her podcast is really profound and delicious, and I just love listening to her and the depth that she does in the study and the research that she puts in. It's called Mindful Living Spiritual Awakening, and she was mentioning some information from Barbara Brennan. And those of you that know Barbara Brennan or have heard of her, she wrote one of her first books was called Hands of Light, and it's a guide to healing through the human energy field. And I actually bought this book to read up about the chakras and different modalities and different ways of energy healing, high-level Reiki, different things like that, and different techniques and how to see different disturbances in the vibrations or the frequencies of the chakras. And it's a great book. I haven't read the whole thing. I've just kind of browsed through it. It's basically a manual, and so I'll be digesting some of that information too. She has a second book called Light Emerging, which I'm not familiar with. I haven't bought that book yet, but I plan on it. And then she has a third book coming out really soon that is called Core Light Healing. And that revolves a little bit around this, this four-dimensional being Dr. Mary Jo Puglio talks about. And, we have our physical being, and then we have our aura, which is like our energetic being. And that energetic being is made up of, you know, our chakras and meridians and different things like that that most of you are familiar with. And, you know, it has to do with creating this physical person or illusion that we are, or hologram, or whatever you're familiar with on that. And so it creates our emotions and where we're at and our memories. And then she talks also, you know, outside in, within our energetic system, there's another energetic system that's even deeper called the Hara. And as far as I could tell, it's, kind of a Japanese thing. It has a lot to do with the chi and, shiatsu. And there's a lot of, I was reading a little bit about it, but there's a line that goes through the center of us and connects. It goes from the a little bit of ways above the head down to the bottom of the earth. And there's a couple of different points on that, you know, and I just really want to throw this out there so you guys can create some curiosity. Unless you do some research and some digging on your own, I will do some more research and do a podcast on this later. But I just got introduced to this, and I've just been checking it out, and it's really cool. And then the other dimension is called the core star, which goes right along with the core light healing. And this is basically your soul, or who you are, your star seed, and who you are, who you will be, who you always will be for eternity, you know, where you come from. And really interesting how to tap into that and start working with that energetic field, because as you balance the chakras and you stabilize your energetic field, and then you balance your Hara and you set really strong intentions and follow through and live a life true to your purpose, and then you start pouring light through your core star, now you are a being of light and of healing and with ultimate intention and purpose, and you are amazing for others. And so I'm going to be doing a lot of research on this, and I'll put together a podcast that explains some about this and be reading through her books. But I'm excited to have that information to kind of dig a little bit deeper into these energetic pieces of myself and, learn a little bit more. I mean, I just love to learn and I love to find out more things, especially when it comes to these energy systems. You guys have heard me talk, before. I'm passionate about that and about the chakras and balancing those and just being in a state of healing instead of a state of, decline, in a state of unbalance and a state of negative vibration. I just am really like to, hang out with my rocks and really, really bring in that positive energy that the universe has to offer and really slow down and quiet down and take a moment to be peaceful and meditate and release the stress and release the tension in my body and find, just being present where I'm at. And so, hey, if that stuff is curious to you and hopefully I've said something that's entertaining or something that you may want to check it out, then check out Barbara Brennan, look at her stuff. I'll post her books up in the, in the notes and check it out. Have a cool experience with that and learn something new. And hopefully that brings some healing and some light into your life. And so on another note, I've been doing this podcast for a while. Let's see, I think I started in maybe July last year. So it's almost been a year. And, I've got some new things going on. I'm in the process of becoming a certified dream coach through Dream University, which is helping people understand their purpose and follow through with the plan to live out their purpose. So I'm going to be doing that. If that is something that anybody's interested in, please reach out to me on my website and go to lightandoutdoor.com and send me a message. There's an email link on there. You can send me an email and I'll respond to you. If you're trying to figure out who, let me put it this way. If you're not happy doing what you're doing and you want to do what you're passionate about and find a way to turn that into a business or find more purpose in your life so you can be and feel more fulfilled, reach out to me. Send me a note. Let's talk. Let's see if we can get you pointed in the right direction. I'd love to work with a couple of people just as I'm getting started with this. It's not going to be expensive in the beginning. We just want to, have some conversations in the beginning and see where it's at and see if it's a fit. And if you like what we're doing and you find some value there, then maybe we can, or some value, then maybe we can talk about that. But dream coaching is it's going to be a really neat thing for me to help other people really understand what their true purpose is. And on my Facebook page, I would encourage anybody that hears this podcast to look me up on Facebook and Instagram. I've got the Light and Outdoor Experience on Instagram and Light and Outdoor Experience Facebook page. If you'd connect with me in that way, send me a message. Let me know that, hey, I heard this on your podcast. I want to get connected. And, there's a lot of cool things going on. We've got circles, drum circles, meditations, healing ceremonies, sound baths, retreats. We've got so many things that are going on, and I would love to share that with you and get you involved, in any way that you would like to be involved. And so check me out. Look me up. If you do find me somewhere, just send me a note. Drop me a line. Send me a message. Say, hey, I heard you on the podcast. Want to get connected? I'd love to connect with all of you and support you in any way that I can. I would love to learn more from you, receive your feedback. Maybe you have some positive or negative feedback for me. I would love to hear it so that I can make adjustments and be more aware of what I'm doing, and I can help others be more effective to other people's lives. So thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate it. This is Josh Roberts with the Enlightened Outdoor Experience. Checking out for today. Namaste. This is the Enlightened Outdoor Experience. I'm so glad you stopped by. If you like this podcast and it was of value to you, please leave me a 5-star rating or write a review it helps others to find this information. We're so grateful for everybody along this journey. The music was provided in the intro and the outro by Robert James Ryan III and the band All Else Is. You can find him on SoundCloud. I hope you have a beautiful day and a wonderful life. Thank you.